No, couldn't have asked for a better debut, to be honest. I was delighted when I found out on Monday that I was getting the start. Obviously, it was going to be my first game. Haven't played since the cup final in November, so I was really looking forward to it and absolutely delighted to crown it off with a couple of goals.
And you made that move over around this time last month, so you were waiting about a month to get that start. You had a bit of an injury, I think.
Yeah, so I picked up a slight niggle to my left knee in the cup final in November, and that actually ruled me out of the European qualifier against Greece in November. So when I signed, we knew that it would be just take a little bit of time just to get me back into full training, and then from there we'd start to look at game time. And then we were just kind of taking it day by day, training session by training session, just looking to how the body felt and if there was any signs. And then thankfully all went well and I got to go ahead on Tuesday to go and play.
Was it kind of good in a way that you weren't just thrown straight into the action, that you got a bit of time to sort of take a look at the surroundings and kind of get settled in?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was always going to be a case that I was never going to come over here and I was never going to be thrown straight into games. Obviously, it's a completely different level coming into a full-time environment than training twice a week at Wexford Youth. So it was always going to be a case of where I was going to need to find my feet, obviously prove myself before getting game time. And I suppose I was just fortunate that the cup game came at the right time, and she did make a few changes. So I was happy that she put her trust in me in that.
And what's been the big sort of change between the professional setup that you're in now and the more amateur one here?
I suppose the biggest thing is when I was at home playing with Wexford Youths, I worked a full-time job. So Monday to Friday, I worked pretty much a 9-to-5 job. And then from there, we had training Tuesday and Thursday evenings throughout the week. Then I'd have to do my own gym sessions or whatever extra training that I needed to do. Whereas here, a lot of time during my day is training or in the gym in that full-time environment. So that's definitely the biggest change, to be honest.
And do you miss the 9-to-5?
Not at all, no. To be fair, it was a good company. I worked in with Equifax. My manager, I couldn't have asked any more from him in terms of the flexibility with me in international football and even Champions League, which actually with Utes last year. But in terms of going in and sitting at a desk, it definitely wasn't something that I seen myself doing for the rest of my life. So I am happy that I've gotten this opportunity to go and play full-time football, and hopefully I can improve kind of day by day, game by game.
Was it tough then to leave Wexford Utes having come so far with them, or was it a case of I've kind of won everything I can around here now and it's time to take the next step?
No, it was tough. I mean, we're more than just a team. It's more than just about going and winning. Obviously the aim is to go and win, but we're generally like a family down there. I'm really close to a lot of the girls on the team. I would have spent a lot of time with them outside of soccer, so it was definitely hard to make that decision. But I think they knew and I knew that I was wanting to go and test myself at that next level, see if I could make it in a full-time environment. So I had the full backing and support from everyone, but it definitely wasn't a decision that was made overnight, sort of a job.
It wasn't the first time, of course, you made a big trip abroad like that. You were in Tennessee before, but you're a bit older and wiser this time. So did that make it a little easier?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never had a fear of moving away from home. Home is always going to be there. Wexford is always going to be there. And I can always visit friends and family, and friends and family can always come and visit me. So never would have been a case of missing home in terms of taking an opportunity. But yes, obviously, I am that little bit older now. But even when I went to America when I was 20, it was still an experience and something that I thoroughly enjoyed.
And Megan Connolly is somebody that you would have known from playing with Ireland, and she's over in Brighton now. So it must have been easy for you then to have this friendly face and, you know, make that transition a little bit easier.
Yeah, it's always nice to have a friendly face, and I do have that with Megan Connolly. I actually live with her, and obviously it's nice to have another Irish girl as well. But whether she was here or not, it's still coming into a new team, a new surrounding, so I still have to find my feet. But obviously it is made that little bit easier when you do know someone.
You're going to be playing with the Irish squad as well in the next couple of weeks, so you're back in the squad. You've already scored your first international goal, and it's just going to be onwards and upwards from there, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. There's still a lot of hard work to be done by myself, but hopefully I can keep going in the right direction, keep pushing on. But as I said, I'm just going to keep my head down, keep working hard, and we'll see where that gets me.
In Brighton, you're playing in the Women's Super League, so that's kind of the Premier League, if you like, of the women's game. You're kind of near the bottom of the table, but probably will be safe from relegation, hopefully, anyway.
Well, obviously, the plan is to stay up. There's still a lot of football to be kicked between now and the end of the season. And yes, we're in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup after Tuesday night's win, but the league is our main focus. All we can do is take it game by game, keep doing the work in training. Our performances have been improving. We just need to be that little bit more consistent and finish our chances in front of goal when we create them. But nobody's safe at the minute. As I said, we still have to play the teams around us. They have a couple of games in hand, but we're looking to just build momentum and just keep going the way we're going.
And will you keep an eye on the Wexford Utes results now that you're a little bit further away?
Yeah, no, I'll always keep an eye on the Women's National League results, especially Wexford. As I said, I'm good friends with a lot of the girls that are still playing there, and I got on very well with everyone involved in the club, so they'll always be a part of me with Wexford Utes, so I'll definitely be keeping an eye out.
And I suppose your story proves that, you know, if you do well over here in the Women's National League, that the opportunities will come.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's definitely a building block. And yes, they are trying to improve the Women's National League at home. And hopefully they can make the relative changes to keep it improving year on year. But in terms of playing abroad, you can see that in the Women's National Team, yes, there's a load of home-based players, which is good. It's always nice to see that anyone playing in Ireland can still represent your country. But it's also, you can see that there's a huge amount of the girls then that are also playing abroad, and there are those opportunities.